There'll be a lot of resolutions that will be made that will not be kept. There's some that many of this congregation has made to read, as Daryl mentioned in his prayer through the or announcements, to read through the Bible, and that's good. That is good. We have this new year that comes upon us. The usual lessons on this day go along with that thought, and it's right. It's right for us to think about this new year. I wanted us to look at it, though, really, in looking back in a perspective that is what has taken place in our life, but then with a resolution of what we intend to do with this new year. We live, of course, in this time-based realm, this time-based existence, where we count the days off. The clock ticks. It doesn't go backwards. It continues on. Time marches on. We're bound by time. Everything about us is time. We count these days such as this. Every year, the last day of the year, going into a new year, but our existence is really the same from the tick of the clock, from midnight to the very first part of the day, in that second. And we're aware of that. We are aware that our life is as a vapor that appears for a little while and vanishes away. I saw Jesse Jenkins, Daryl and I did, last week. 96 years old. And wherever I parted from him, he reached out and he said, "This very well could be the last time we see one another on this earth." I said, "That is right. I could die at any point in time, Jesse." And that's just the way that the world is. It could be that way. It could be the other way. We have this new year. Again, a retrospect. And I want to use as a backdrop to the retrospect of what we have done, how we've conducted ourselves. This backdrop from the 23rd Psalm. And thinking about what we resolve to do as we go forward. When we think about this year, and so many things took place, I'm pretty sure it was because the time flies so quick. I can't remember exactly when Russia invaded Ukraine, if that was 22 or 23. I know the troubles in the Middle East was in 2023. All sorts of heinous crimes took place. All sorts of disparaging words coming from people that are in positions of power. Unrest, unhappiness, and there's a lot of that is in the world. But there can be a resolve for us as we go forward to really put our minds on with this new year that we are embarking on starting tomorrow. And again, we will use the 23rd Psalm in connection with this. It starts out, and it is a psalm by David. "The Lord is my shepherd." And I want us to really think about this past year. And to think about it from the standpoint, can we say those words that David says here? Can we really say that the Lord is our shepherd? And he's presented not just as a shepherd, but also as the chief shepherd. As Peter puts it in 1 Peter the 5th chapter in verse 4. He is the chief shepherd. Jesus presented himself that way while he was upon this earth in John the 10th chapter. "I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd." But as we look back to this year, as we have lived it to this point, can we really say that? Is Jesus really leading us? And there's more than just the leading that goes along with being a shepherd. There is the nurturing. Have we partaken of him? Which was his admonition to those in John the 6th chapter, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can have no part with me." He's not talking about the Lord's Supper there. He's talking about to take him in, all of him, his life, his death, the way that he conducted himself. Can we say, as David did, "The Lord is my shepherd"? The Lord is my shepherd. Or are there things that are more important to us? Are there associations that we will put in front of our shepherd to decrease his influence upon us? Is there a standing in the community that we have? Is there more importance that we place upon that than we do being led by the shepherd and being nurtured by him? Are we doing, as the Hebrew writer says, in the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2, after the presentation of the faithful that he gave in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, he says this, beginning in the first verse of chapter 12, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses," and you think about those names that were mentioned in Hebrews 11th chapter, "presented to us, and except for their conduct, we would not know that they were faithful." Because you see, you cannot tell faithfulness unless it is shown by the conduct that is put forth by you or by others. And he calls him this great cloud of witnesses. He says, "Let us lay aside every weight then and the sin which clings so closely." The sin, as is mentioned in other versions such as New King James, "and the sin which so easily ensnares us." And I believe when we look back at the context here in Hebrews, he's talking about the sin of unbelief that kept Israel out of the promised land. The sin of unbelief that if they did not accept Jesus Christ of Nazareth as the true Messiah would keep them out of heaven. That sin of unbelief. Have we set that aside? And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And that's what this life is. And that's the reason that at times like this, when we mark off time, we come to another stage of that race as years have gone by. For the younger, it's not really noticed that much. For the older, for us that are older and even older, those stages just delineate more and more the shortness of time that we have upon this earth. And he says then this, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Is Jesus our shepherd? Is the Lord our shepherd? Do we look unto him, or are we more concerned about how people look at us? That we set aside our shepherd. How's it been for you this past year? Is he really shepherding you? Is he feeding you? Well, the word is there, but are you imbibing in it? Is he directing you through that word? Or have you made throughout the year the determination, "I'll just live the way that I think is right"? If that is the case, well, then he is not your shepherd and he is not the chief shepherd in your life. And so make it this year that we look unto the chief shepherd in the way that we conduct ourselves. But also, when going back to the 23rd Psalm in verse 1, David also says, "I shall not want. I shall not want." That's not a promise of riches. It's not a promise of even a comfortable existence. But more from the standpoint of that which is given to us by God, which is spiritual. And there's not one thing that is lacking that comes from God that we need in our life. We have everything. There is no want whatsoever. James puts it this way when we look in James 1st chapter verses 2 through 6. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." When he says that there, that we lack nothing, it is by the way that we accept the trials and tribulations in this life. Not that we are downtrodden and not that we cast off the cares of what Jesus has for us, but rather it emboldens us even more to care for him because we are being cared for. We lack nothing. As a matter of fact, he says then in verse 5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Here's a blank check, in essence, that has been handed to us by God. Have we prayed? Have you prayed? Have I prayed in 2023, Lord, give me wisdom so that I will know how to conduct myself as a child of God in this situation that I am in dealing with others, whatever the case may be. Have we asked for that wisdom? Or have we had the attitude, He's not going to do that. He's not going to give us wisdom. He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally and without reproach, and it will be given. But let him ask in faith. Here's the attitude that we are to have. With no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. I shall not want because of the wisdom that comes from God. Is that the attitude that we have? It will direct me in all those matters of life, in knowing His will, in dealing with others, in facing trial and tribulation, in making right choices in this life. Has that been our attitude in 2023? Make it that attitude that we are to have as we go into this new year. Make it that attitude. Resolve to do so. And then we also see in verse 2, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. And I think about the words of what Jesus spoke in Matthew the 6th chapter, verses 31 through 33. Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Understand, Jesus is not saying, go sit down, relax, don't worry about working, don't worry about making money, don't worry about support of your family, don't worry about, I will take care of everything. That's not what He's saying. But from the standpoint of what He is saying here, it is, first of all, and most importantly, seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these things will be added to us. And so He says then in verse 34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own thing. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. In other words, what Jesus mentions there is we don't worry about matters that are out of our hands and we cannot control. We take care of our responsibilities and so forth, and we have the assurance from God that He makes me to lie down in green pasture. I will be cared for by God when I do His will. What has been our attitude in the past? Well, because I don't have all the things that my neighbors have, that my friends have, that my family has, young people. I don't have all the things that my parents have who have worked for 40 years or so to get all those things. I don't have that. The Lord is not being faithful to me. No, that's not the attitude. The attitude is that we recognize that those green pastures especially come about by seeking first the kingdom of God. It is that which is spiritual. And that should be the attitude that we enter into 2024, not just young people, but all of us. That God has provided that for us. And we'll look to lie in those green pastures of God because we seek first His kingdom. Let that be our attitude in 2024. We go on down and we look in verse 2 also. He leads me beside the still waters. I think about Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, and verse 14. For He Himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in Himself one new man, and one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that He might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity, the hatred toward God that exists when we're not following Him. He leads me beside still waters. It's not the turbulent times that people that live in according to the course of this world experience. They live by that which John talks about in 1 John 2 and verse 16. All that is in the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And there is nothing but trial and tribulation in their life when they conduct themselves that way. I know that there are those that live that way, that live very comfortably. But for the most part, they are in turmoil. They are in turmoil. And what we have here is the true peace, not the peace that men send, because that always breaks down. And Jesus had talked about that. I send peace. Not the peace of this world, but the peace that comes from God. A peace of knowing that we're in a saved condition before God. A peace of knowing that we have a support system with our brothers and sisters in Christ by being part of this congregation. We have peace because Christ Jesus, without consideration of lineage or the blood that flows through our veins, died for each and every one of us, breaking down that middle wall of partition so that Jew and Gentile alike can become children of God. That's peace. Let me ask you, in 2023, did you live in peace? Or did you live because you conducted yourself in such a way where you were seeking things of this world rather than things of God in turmoil? With this new year breaking, let's make sure that we walk beside those still waters that He provides, and that there is peace. He says in verse 3, He restores my soul. Talking about the Lord, who is the shepherd. In the 51st Psalm, in verse 10, the psalmist prays, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." And you notice the word there in Psalm 23, He restores my soul. And that reminds me much of what it is mentioned by Paul in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verse 9 and 10. "Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him." Paul to the Corinthians used that same word in connection with apostles, himself and the other apostles. In the trials, tribulations, and death that they face continually, and he makes mention of the fact that through the Word of God, through the promises that we have given to us, and to them especially, in that context in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, he says, "But we are not without the knowledge that we are renewed day by day." And it's really true for us also. If the Lord is our shepherd, we're renewed day by day. He restores my soul. Let me ask, in 2023, did you have the feeling that, well, I made it on Sunday morning, my soul is restored? Did you have the attitude in 2023, well, I partook of the Lord's Supper, I got that completed, and my soul was restored? Or were you being renewed through God's Word daily? All those things expected of you that we talked about, but yet there was that continual renewing of our mind, that renovation of our mind. Which was it in 2023 for you? Let it be this way in 2024, where our mind is renewed day by day. We look at our conduct, we compare that to God's Word. We put off the old deeds, we don't take them up again. We are renewed in the knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. He has set forth an example for us, and Peter talks about that, that we should follow. Do we see the steps that He left in the sand for us and walk down that path, putting our footprints on top of His? Or do we stray from the path that He set forth? In 2024, let us walk in His footsteps. Let us do that. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, David said in verse 3 of the 24th Psalm. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And there's a promise that comes from God that is mentioned when we look over in James, the 1st chapter, verses 13 through 15. "Let no man say when he's tempted that he's tempted by God, because God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts He any man." There are so many that are in the world today that when trials, tribulations come upon them, they'll make the statement, "Why is God doing this to me?" And it's not God. He doesn't put those things before us. "Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. God tempts no one. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then lust, when it has conceived, brings forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, brings forth death." What has been our attitude in 2023? "Lord, all the trouble that I've been having, being bit by a dog that wasn't vaccinated. Lord, why did you do that to me? Why am I having to go through rabies shots? Why do I have people that cast dispersion in my face? Why why all these trouble, why all the medical issues that I have, the cancer? Why, Lord? Why? It was not from God. And yet there is a way to overcome as long as we don't give in. And so He leads in the paths of righteousness. He is faithful and righteous. He is the righteous judge. And that's what Paul calls our God, the righteous judge, who will give to those that love His appearing at that day that crown of glory. What has been our attitude, though, in 2023? Lord, why all these hard things that come upon me? Or, Lord, thank You for Your salvation that You have offered. Which is it? Let it be in 2024, that latter. Thank You, Lord, for Your Son who gave Himself for me. And then in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. And you will hear this in almost every funeral sermon that has ever been preached. And it's out of context in that setting. It's not about the dead. It's about how we live and our attitude. And the psalmist is saying here, no matter all the trials and tribulations that come upon me, I will not fear them. He's talking about his life. He's talking about the living, the way that we should be in attitude. I will fear no evil, for You are with me. What about in 2023? Has there been fear that is from without, that maybe we have succumbed to, where really we're not looking to the true shepherd, the chief shepherd? I don't want people to think bad about me, so I won't mention the truth to them. I won't mention Him to them. We've been talking a lot about evangelizing. We need to be concerned about that. Hopefully that will be a resolution that we do keep in this coming year and with this attitude. No matter what comes upon me, I will not fear, because the Lord is with me. When I look over in Matthew 14, verse 25 through 31, Jesus went to walking on the water out to the ship where His disciples were. And they saw Him walking on the water, and they said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out with fear. But immediately the Lord spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered Him and said, "Lord, if it is You, command me to come to You on the water." Let me stop right there for just a moment. You know, we get on to Peter a whole lot. I want to ask you, would you have the courage to say, "Lord, I want to come walking on the water to You"? I don't know that I would have. I doubt that I would have. But Peter had the courage to even ask that question. And then the Lord said to him, "Come." And when Peter had come out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. It happened. He walked on the water, but... And here's where we get to many times in our life. When we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, we look round about us and the wind is boisterous and the waves are all about us and we become afraid. And I'm not talking about walking on water, but I'm talking about living this life. And then we do exactly as Peter did and we begin to sink. And then we cry out because of a lack of faith, which we would have never had to say, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out His hand and caught him and said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And here it was the proof that there was no reason for doubt. When they had come into the boat, the wind ceased. I'll submit to you, it was an excellent calm that took place at that time, because they were in the safety of the Savior, the Good Shepherd. Don't look at verse 4. If you've looked at verse 4 in 2023 as a funeral passage, don't look at it that way anymore. Look at it with a resolve to have this attitude as we conduct our lives. And when we say, "Lord, let me come to You," we fear nothing. And we walk to Him, and what we do is not put our eye upon the danger that may be around us, perceived danger, but we keep our eye upon Christ Jesus. We keep our eye upon Him. Let that be our resolve for 2024. Then, he says also in verse 4, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Two things that the shepherd carried: the rod for protection, the staff for guidance and direction. staff had that crook on the end where if a lamb got in trouble, well, then they could pull them back and so forth and direct it to a place of safety, and the rod from the attacks that would take place from without so they could beat off the attacker. And I think about the rod in Romans 8 chapter and verse 31, where Paul says this: "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Because he carries a big stick. And it's not the one that Teddy Roosevelt carried. This is the one that can defeat all enemies, overcome any situation, overcome any danger. Your rod and your staff, because you are my protection, I can be comforted." And then that staff for that guidance and direction. All scripture that is given by God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped unto every good work. And there you have the staff of God. Lord, I'm going to look into your word and I want your guidance and direction, and in that I know that I will be comforted. Let that be our resolve for 2024. Let me ask you, in 2023, other than coming to this building, how often were you opening your Bibles? How often? It's a question for you to ask for yourself. Because I would tell you, you're not opening your Bibles, the Lord is not your shepherd. Let him be your shepherd in 2024. He says in verse 5 of the 23rd Psalm, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." When there are those that would try to starve me out, when there are those that would try to defeat me, yet there is a table spread by you for me so that I have sustenance from you and I can continue in you. And Jesus made this statement when we look in Matthew 10, verse 28. "Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." And when we think about that, that table that is prepared is set and offered to each and every one of us so that we can be the bread of the Lord, just as he is the bread of life. We can be the bread that comes from the Lord, as Paul mentions in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And we can partake of his cup. That table is set because we fear God, even in the presence of perceived danger. And again, there is no danger whenever the Lord is with us. Let that be our attitude in 2024. And then he says in verse 5, "You anoint my head with oil." In the time of this writing, in the very arid regions that they lived, it was a means of giving comfort and escape from the brutal weather and conditions that were around them at the time. But it's more so for us because it's not talking about our physical body. Whenever I look over in 1 John 2, verses 20 through 27, "You have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things." Well, what is that anointing? Well, he explains it right there. You know all things. "I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it and that no lie is of the truth." We have the anointing of God's Word as children of God. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning, and which you heard from the beginning abides in you. You also will abide in the Son and in the Father. You understand that's the anointing. Abiding in the Word that's been given to us. This is the promise that he has promised us. Eternal life through the Word. "These things I've written to you concerning those who try to deceive you, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you," and we can put in there in a parenthetical thought, "any false doctrine, because we have the truth. But as that same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and it is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide then in him." We've been anointed by being given God's word and direction through His word. How wonderful that is. That is our comfort. That is our solace. That is the means of escaping the conditions of this world that comes upon us. Looking into His word. Let that be our resolve in 2024. My cup runs over. Let me ask you, in 2023, did you focus more on the negative things in your life or on the positive? Which ones was it? Was there always a complaint on your lips? Or was the glorifying of God because of what He's done for us present? What was it that you talked most about in 2023? Well, whenever I think about what is stated by Paul over in Ephesians 3, verses 16 through 20. Concerning God, Christ Jesus, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with all might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ might dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend, and here's where the cup runs over, with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. He doesn't mean here that we can't understand certain aspects. I don't believe we'll ever know the true love of God until we are with Him, but we certainly have a great appreciation for it in that Christ died for us. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever. Let it be so. There again you have that thought. Verse 20. My cup runs over. Lord, what are you holding back from us? Absolutely nothing. What are you holding back from me? Absolutely nothing. Really, the only thing that holds us back in our furtherance of being a child of God and living for Him is ourselves. Because our cup runs over from the great blessedness that we have through our Savior, Jesus Christ. And then He says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And we have a promise from the Father that is mentioned to us by Paul in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and verse 13. No temptation has taken you that is not common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And I'll tell you, that's goodness and mercy that follows us. That whether you have lymphoma, God knows that you can handle that and that will not destroy your faith. Whether you're bitten by a dog and all these things that come upon us. It's not going to destroy our faith. It's not going to be a temptation put before us that will take us away from the Lord, because the Lord knows that we can handle that. And if it wasn't the case, it wouldn't come upon us. And we have that assurance there. The assurance that this goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life. That no matter what is put before us, we can make a stand for the Lord. And we can choose the right way. What about in 2023? Is there something that might have taken place where you just throw your hands up? This is just more than I can stand. Don't let that be that way. Because you have assurance from Christ Jesus, from the Good Shepherd. And then He says in verse 6, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Whenever I think about this from Ephesians 2 and verse 19, now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. This same psalmist made this statement in the book of Psalms. And said there, I was glad when they said to me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. That same psalmist made the statement, I'd rather be a doorkeeper at the house of the Lord than to be in the tents of the sinners. Have you had the joy and the thankfulness in your life in 2023 by being in the household of God? I'm not talking about this building, but that relationship with Him. Let it be our resolve that there is that thankfulness, and in kind then that we show forth that thankfulness in our conduct. New Year starts at midnight tonight. How are we going to face it? With the things that lead us to and keep us in the Good Shepherd? Or will we become downtrodden? There's not a reason to become downtrodden. We can dwell in the house of the Lord. Maybe 2023 was not a good year for you as a child of God. Maybe you need the prayers of the saints to be strengthened. Maybe you sinned and you ask prayers of the saints to be forgiven by the Lord. Maybe you just need encouragement. We're here for that. And I will tell you, just as David said, the Lord is our shepherd. Let him lead. If there are those we can help in any way, we ask you to come as we stand and sing.